It is VSiN's primetime action powered by DraftKings right here on MSG Plus on a Tuesday night from the desert here in Las Vegas. It's Gil Alexander, Matt Brown, Kelly Bidlin. We're down Danielle Alvari. Danielle not with us tonight. She'll be back tomorrow. She insists on being back tomorrow, so we're looking forward to that. It is World Series Game 6, 8 minutes away from the first pitch. It is Blake Snell against Tony Gonsolin. Any movement, sir?
Just on the run line. So the money line is still sitting plus 102 Rays, minus 125 Dodgers, but it got more expensive on the run line with the Rays. It is now minus 200 if you want the Rays plus a run and a half.
Yeah.
Minus a run and a half on the Dodgers plus 160.
And again, we have pre-flop bets, and because of our pre-flop bets, a lot of us not inclined to make plays on the side. Matt does have the over though here. Yes.
Yeah. An alt over. I had the all, alt. 7.5 at minus 128. Feeling better about that by the minute because the juice on the over continues to go up. It is now minus 114 on the over 8 if you are wanting to get in on the over 8. So I only paid a few pennies more to get the 7.5.
So the point of this show, if you're just hitting us on the first for the first time here tonight, the point of this show, Primetime Action, is to talk about and to isolate in-game betting opportunities. If you're not hip to that, you're probably used to the old paradigm of betting, of making bets prior to the beginning of a sporting event, whether it's baseball, football, or whatever, and then waiting to see if your bet cashes or whether it doesn't. What we're about, in addition to those kinds of bets, are bets made during a ball game, where we actually get to see what's happening on the diamond, in this case tonight, and then adjust wagers or make a brand new wager or feel like we have that much more information rather than, you know, studying something hypothetically for a week and then saying, well, I think the Cowboys are going to beat the Washington football team, let's say. This is something we do per sport. If you've been with us the last 7 weeks, we have done it successfully in basketball primarily during the during these last couple months, hockey a little bit, baseball, though, a lot as well, with these Los Angeles Dodgers waiting for them to fall behind, grabbing them and watching them roll to victory. So that's the point of this. Now, we are human like anyone else. We're not going to be right all the time. We just hope to be right more than we're wrong at the proper odds as well. And sometimes we're so human that we see something that's great, have some doubt, and don't pull the trigger, which was the case a couple times last night.
Yeah, we knew that game was going to be low scoring. That was the handicap of the game going in.
Yeah.
I mean, it was going to be two bad offenses that have not been clicking, two good defenses going up against quarterbacks that get rattled under pressure. And literally exactly what we said the way the game was going to play out was exactly the way that the game played out. We had opportunities in game to get in on the under a couple of different times. And like you said, should have pulled the trigger on it. We had already had unders that were live and looked so incredibly good. But that doesn't mean that you can't get down even more on your convictions. We all did it on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this past week because we were all on the Tampa Bay Bucs very heavily. They fall down a score. It gives us an opportunity to get in at a much more favorable number. We all took advantage of that, so there's no reason we couldn't have taken advantage of that last night as well. But, you know, you guys all got home. That's good for you.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And sometimes our pre-flop bets, even if we see a good line in game and we're like, oh, that's going to be a winning bet, we get sort of nitty, to use the poker term. Mm-hmm. We get conservative on it. We're like, well, you know, I have this Rams teaser with the under that's going oh so swimmingly well. Why do I want to sweat an under 40? And yet that would have cashed last night. Now, last night we had an event that happened here that has not happened before on the show, and you can never anticipate when this is going to happen. Who knows when the next time it will happen? Maybe it'll be 6 months from now. Maybe it'll be a year from now. Maybe it'll be next week. I don't know. Where we saw what was clearly a glitchy mistake come up on the board for, what would you say, 30 seconds?
Maybe a little bit long, maybe about a minute probably.
About a minute.
Yeah.
And that's when, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, that's when the Rams went up 7-0, and the next line dealt by DraftKings, again, we're not picking on DraftKings, it's just it sort of happens sometimes with these algorithms, was minus 1352.
Yeah.
And we remarked out loud, we're like, well, that seems odd.
The why? 52 was quite egregious. Yeah.
Now,
that was 10 points off of what it should have been, because this, the first score, if you guys remember, was well into the game.
Yeah. Now we are in Nevada, So we were not able to bet such a thing because DraftKings is not in this jurisdiction. But hopefully, if you're watching it and you hear us say something like, huh, that line seems terribly off, you'll be able to exploit it.
If you're sitting in front of a computer, yeah. You'll be able to to do that. So I guess we're a few minutes from first pitch. Still 102, 125 on the Dodgers. Total of 8. If you're looking to get in on any of the player props that are out there, or if you just kind of want to follow along to see how this goes, Blake Snell's strikeout prop is 5.5. He struck out 9 4⅔ his last time out.
Those strikeout props have been soaring over.
Yeah. So just something to think about. His strikeout prop's 5.5. You do got to lay some juice, -157 on that. But again, struck out 9 4⅔. He's got a strikeout. He's got a K rate of over 30%.
Are you surprised that season. That came back to 5.5 like it was the last time?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have thought 6.5.
Now, it is juiced, -157, mm-hmm. so we should point that out. What about the Gonsolin? Because you were mentioning this earlier.
So Gonsolin is sitting at 3.5, and so this is really going to be kind of a gut feel on your part. Do you feel Gonsolin actually is going to make a real start here? If that's the case, you might look at the over. If you think that this is going to be one of those one, maybe two inning top type starts for Gonsolin, if that's the feeling that you get, or if you've got some sort of inside information, whatever, you're definitely going to go under here because this is not a strikeout an inning type pitcher in Gonsolin. So they've put this number where really it's kind of more of a field play than it is anything, any sort of handicapping. Unlike Snell, where we can look and, you know, this guy's got a 32% K rate on the season, he doesn't even need very many innings to hit 6 strikeouts, but that, like you said, it's juiced pretty heavily.
It's right like now. when we talk about game script in a football game, mm-hmm. and you're talking about your props that you are considering betting. This would be sort of the equivalent of that with the strikeout prop. It's sort of like, well, how do you think this is going to go? Because I agree with what Paul Spohr said, that Davey Roberts might have the intention of trying to get Gonsolin into a more traditional start, whatever that means these days.
Exactly.
But I just think the first sign of trouble. Listen, Davey Roberts has. The tendency is to overmanage, not undermanage. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean that with any negative connotation. Well, maybe I do. But, you know, not that big of a negative connotation. He's just more hands-on in those situations. And I think he will make a quicker hook than a slower hook, given the decision to make tonight.
But it's pretty hard to hit a home run, you know?
Yeah.
The no on a Rosarena is only -420. Obviously, you'd have to have a bankroll. But, I mean, it's pretty hard to hit a home run.
Before this game starts, can I ask you a random sports radio-type question about a Rosarena? Do you think this is the portent of a magically successful career, or do you think 5 years from now we'll look back at this World Series and say, remember that guy who played for the Rays that won World Series and was just unbelievable, and that he will just sort of... This is just an aberrational thing. Do you have any sense of that with a Rosarena?
He has that combo, though, of speed and power that even if the power doesn't come consistently, I think the speed will always have him at least some sort of like relevant some way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
But I don't know, obviously, this pace that he's on. I mean, the super small sample size, just the end of last year and then what we've seen this year. But, I mean, he mashes lefties, that's for sure. So maybe he'll always be a lefty masher and the righty stuff comes back down, to like regresses back to the mean.
In the moment, it's hard to imagine him not being great. But there's a lot of examples of this in baseball.
I also think it totally depends on whether the Rays win or not, right? You'd remember a series, a performance in a series a lot more if they won it. If they lose this, maybe it kind of disappears.
Well, the remember part, I think, we'll always have. The question is, will his career sort of be sparked by something like this? I mean, we were just talking off air. We were going through the, because you were checking, you're fact-checking your 15 out of the last 20.
Oh, we should have pop quiz Spohr on who was the 2005 World Series MVP.
So the 2005 World Series MVP, tell everybody.
It's Jermaine Dye.
Jermaine Dye of the Chicago White Sox. And I immediately thought to myself, I never would have gotten that. And I would have guessed, you know what I would have guessed? Scott Podsednik, which is just one of these names where you're like, wasn't he like super fast and hit a big homer in that series? But that's what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like, will we think of him, not to compare his game to Podsednik's, who I'm sure is a fine, fine individual. But you know the point. Anyway, we're underway now. Tony Gonsolin pitching to G. Manchin.
And if you're dual screening, you are witnessing history right now.
Yeah.
The heaviest leadoff hitter in World Series history.
Did you think you would say that tonight when you came in?
I did not.
Yeah.
If someone would have said, hey, G-Man Choi's leading off, I was like, no, he's not. No.
Tony Gonsolin, by the way, one strike away, 0-2 up on G-Man Choi. He's one strike away from getting that first strike.
Already.
Three and a half was the number on that?
3.5 on him.
So if you bet it at home, we did not hear, but if you bet it over-under, this is a big pitch just to start things out. Again, games within the games, bets within the game itself, as Gonsolin deals to G-Man Choi and strikes him out on three pitches.
Woo.
Swing and a miss. Whatever Gonsolin was serving, G-Man Choi was not figuring that out. And here comes the aforementioned Randy Arozarena, who in this postseason has 9 homers, 27 hits, and 59 total bases, single postseason.
Hey, guys, fun facts.
Yes, sir.
That was the heaviest guy to ever strike out to lead off a World Series.
I knew he was going there. I knew it.
Fun fact.
Well, if you're wondering, why is Matt there? That's why Matt's here.
I bring the goods.
That's right.
I bring the goods, and I can see the future.
Uh-oh.
Pay attention.
Oh, no. Does he yank one here?
Pay attention.
And here's the pitch to Randy Arozarena. Get ready, everybody. Gone.
Oh, man.
Oppo over Mookie Betts.
I just would have lost $420.
Randy Arozarena with a solo shot, his 10th homer of this postseason, and it's Rays 1, Dodgers nothing. Second pitch, I believe, to Arozarena on that at-bat.
I thought it was the first.
Was it the first?
Guys,
opposite field home run.
Guys, if you want to, I mean, in like we're talking about just raw power, I mean, like that's Oppo right there, 378 feet opposite field on a pitch that was on the good side of the plate. I mean, like it wasn't like it was down the middle or anything like that. He just went with the pitch and muscled it out. So you know what? No, Gil, I'm changing my answer. Yes, he's Hall of Famer.
Well, that's the thing. And I'm glad we had that conversation.
Yeah, he's going to Hall of Fame.
He's listening, and he's like, oh, watch this. Then let me tell you what you think. What does that move the line to, just the 1-0 lead?
175 now on the Rays.
So the Rays go from dogs to rather substantial favorites at -175. Literally one out into the game, up 1-0. Dodgers haven't seen their at-bats at all. What are the Dodgers on the comeback there?
125.
125. By the way, here's a shot into right field. That's a base hit, but Mookie's so fast, he holds Austin Meadows' shot down the line to a single. So 1-0, one out, but the Rays have a runner at first here.
We were just talking about it. I mean, could they get to this? Could they get to Gonsolin early? And if they have to go to bullpen, I'll tell you this: I'm feeling good about the over. But I mean, like this.
Oh, you got here. By the way, here's the replay of the.
Okay, so it was the second pitch.
It was the second pitch. Yeah, the first pitch was low and outside.
But still, on the outside half of the plate. I mean, that was like not a bad pitch.
The bat speed that Arozarena is showing in this postseason, it's just that he gets around on everything. It's amazing. Meadows at first now, and here's Brandon Lau, who has 3 home runs already in this series. And this is the situation again. I keep getting back to this with the Dodgers, and this is from a perspective of someone who has Dodgers bets every which way, series, and obviously every game before this on the Dodgers. I don't think enough is being made of how the Dodgers get here with these strange games where, again, to use the Yiddish, this fakakta pitching, excuse me, but Game 7 of the National League Championship Series, Game 7, can I repeat that one more time? Game 7 of the NLCS to get to the World Series, this is what they did with their pitching. I don't care what your payroll is. You can't figure out a better way to, and they got away with it, right? They got through it, but this is the second time in the World Series that they've done this again, and I'm amazed at how the general narrative about this is, well, that's just baseball in 2020. No, it's not. not in the postseason, it's not. You know, like, I get it. The Rays started with openers a couple years ago. It's their kind of thing. We don't see this from other teams. One with a payroll. Now, they traded Maeda. They traded Stripling. They traded a lot of their starting pitching. Maeda had a phenomenal year with Minnesota. But you're going to, listen, I know it's Walker Buehler in Game 7, but you're risking, I know it's only 1-0. Dodgers come back and win this game. But you're banking it all on that?
Yeah, I mean, it was, I think they had so much confidence when they brought up May and he started out on fire. And then, like you said, they dumped Stripling. But I think you'd probably like to at least have him to roll out there in a situation like this.
Or don't you go with Arias and have him see how long he can get through a game? Like, it's just very odd to me.
I just think back to when we had Joe Sheehan on. What was that, last week? And we were going through all the Tony Gonsolin, how good he was the first time through the order. And it was true up to that point and great. But, man, these past two games, not at all.
No. Well, again, just 1-0. It's the first inning. There's only one out. We're not overreacting. But I'm just saying, when you see this, you know, and the potential of an inning here, by the way, full count now coming to Brandon Lau with Austin Meadows at first with one down. This is one of these things where Davey Roberts immediately has to go into, well, we can't let this get away from us mode. Not in the first inning anyway. So this is a big pitch early in the ball game to Brandon Lau. Already again with the score 1-0. What's the line right now?
We're off the board, so there something is happening.
We have a result.
Something's happening. One
and
way
the 3-2 pitch from Tony Gonsolin to Brandon Lau fouls it back.
I was going to say, it's been dark a really long time, so I'm guessing that there must be a foul ball
here. So now here's the in-game setup. Okay, so none of us wanted to take the Dodgers at -123. A lot of us have Dodgers bets, me and you, Kelly. Now, let's say it's 1-0 at the end of this half an inning. Dodgers are going to be plus money. Does that interest you at all?
Yes.
Me too.
I will play it.
Yeah, now you've got my attention.
I think, and like what you just said, as long as I can get plus 110 or higher.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
The problem is, can they keep it to 1-0? Because that's a bad non-competitive pitch on a full count, and it's runners at first and second now with one out. Meadows goes to second. Lau's at first. Already one in on the Arozarena home run, and the line is
195.
What's the Dodgers?
145.
Oh, I don't like that straddle at all. Just want to point that out. But that's. I'm sorry. Is that? I'm just being honest. Am I allowed to say,
of course,
allowed to say that?
Yeah. That's.
I meant to text you that, not say it out loud. All right. So that's where it is right now. First and second, one out. Gonsolin already 14 pitches in. For those wondering, like, hey, how far is he going to get in this? He might not get out of the first inning at this pace. So this is the game the Dodgers are playing, and I'm just amazed by it. And I feel like, because whether it's Paul Spohr, whether it's Joe Sheehan, whether it's Jason Weingarten, whoever I have on the radio side, I feel like I'm on an island with that thought. And it's like, here you go. By the way, here's Manuel Margot now with runners at first and second. And that's foul back. Strike one. That was right down.
That was right down Broadway, as they say. Yeah. That was his pitch. If there was a his pitch.
Yeah. One swing of the bat and this is out of hand.
Early. Real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick.
But again, top of the first, and these games are interminable. So, you know, it's 8:17 Eastern, 5:17 Pacific. What are you thinking? Like past midnight tonight?
I know.
On this?
There's as a reminder, this game did go off as the plus 102 on the Rays, -125 on the Dodgers. So with this thing going to 1-0 with two guys on right now, even with their 0-2 count, Rays -180 on the live line, +135 on the Dodgers. And again, the Dodgers have not even stepped into the batter's box yet in this game.
Yeah, Gonsolin, though, up on Margot here, no balls and two strikes. So this is obviously would be a huge out if Gonsolin can record his second strikeout. Didn't give him that call. Just a little high. One ball and two strikes. So we're waiting now. This is the point of this show. We're trying to isolate in-game betting opportunities. And I'll speak for Kelly here. And Kelly, you can tell me if I'm wrong. If it's 4-0, I'm not so sure we want to play it. But if it's 1-0, I think we might jump in on the Dodgers.
Yep. I'm right there with you, Gil.
Okay.
And you know what? If it's 4-0, the one thing we got to look forward to is we'll have a game 7 tomorrow night and not a primetime action with no live sports.
Dodgers can make up 4 runs, I think, in 9 innings. It won't be over, but it will certainly be a whole dug, that's for sure.
They just cut to a shot of Alex Wood warming up in the bullpen. So, again, we said that if there was any trouble, Gonsolin might have a quick hook, and I imagine should there be a hit here,
that's the end of that.
We'd be looking at a hook, I would imagine. Yeah.
And if that happens, then I'm texting everybody I've had on the radio side and saying, see, this is what I'm talking about. Exactly. This is what I'm talking about. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Gonsolin to Margot again. Runners at first and second, one out. Rays already up 1-0. That is low and away. As Curt Schilling used to say, non-competitive pitch.
Yeah, Barnes with a good – I mean, because that's actually a big stop by Barnes right there because right. that moves two guys into scoring position yep. as opposed to just one and puts a sacrifice fly in play if he doesn't make that block right there. As you mentioned, I mean, that was a 57-footer?
Yeah. Gotta give him something to be tempted by. And you're right, Alex Wood is the guy already in the Dodgers' pen. Big early moments in this ball game as we try to isolate an in-game betting opportunity. 2-2 pitch to Margot right down the pipe.
Oh.
Pops him up. A short right field, an easy play for Mookie Betts. Runners will not advance on that. So a big out for the LA Dodgers. Not out of the jam yet, but big with two down now. Down 1-0.
Margot missed two right down the middle fastballs.
Well,
it's hard to hit a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, but I'm just saying.
It's not, it's not like he just missed.
Yeah, he got two of them that he didn't get.
Which they're showing the Rosarena replay yet again. Mm. What I love about Rosarena, too, is he just tears out of the batter's box. Like, not taking anything for granted on that hustle he has. Gonsolin already 20 pitches deep. By the way, they're showing his regular season stats versus his postseason stats. And he is in 46-plus innings in the regular season. He was beautiful. Yeah. And in less than 10 here in the postseason, he's just absolutely getting shelled, including four long balls. Had two given up all regular season long in a truncated regular season. Here's Joey Wendell, runners at first and second. He'll take his shot at Gonsolin. So as we go to break, if the Dodgers get out of this here and just down 1-0, Kelly and I are making bets. Decide if you want to make it with us. Coming back, a numbers game at VSiN. Or not a numbers game. It's VSiN's primetime action, for God's sakes. Powered by DraftKings, right here on MSG Plus. Are you VIP material? DraftKings VIPs enjoy exclusive benefits, enhanced promotional offers, top-tier customer support, access to personalized contests, and much more. Visit DraftKings.com/VSiN to learn more. Plus, everyone can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now, and new customers can get up to $1,000 as a sign-up bonus. That sounds good. Sign up with promo code VSiN to claim your exclusive offer. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Over 21, please, New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. It's Gil Alexander, Matt Brown, Kelly Bidlin on a Tuesday night here on Primetime Action. The Dodgers and Tony Gonsolin get out of the jam. So it's 1-0 Rays, middle of the first. And the line dealt on the Dodgers was +105. Got me a little +103. I put a little something on it.
Just to have a taste.
Just a taste.
Just a taste.
Which I told myself before the night, there's no point because I got all these things going on with the Dodgers. Why bother?
You're in +103. Okay. I stayed away. Best number I can find right now is +102. Obviously, not much worse, but I was hoping for +110 or more. I'm sticking my guns. Might have to wait a couple innings now.
Yeah.
So apparently, and this is one of the beat writers, Dave Roberts was hoping for a 5-6 inning start from Tony Gonsolin.
That's
tonight.
Not happening. That's not happening. Yeah.
25 pitch first inning for him.
Can we flash up that graphic we had moments ago there, Kelly? Because I think these are interesting little factoids. For those interested in these types of things about the series, these are World Series Game 6 prop notes. The team that scored first has won every game in this series except for Game 4. Every game this series has gone over 4.5 runs in the first five innings. And the Dodgers have won 4 of the 5 first five inning money lines thus far this series. Game 4 was really that top one right there, really the aberration. And that was the one that ended in that wacky play where the Dodgers booted the ball twice and the Rays won it on the final play to even up the series 2 games apiece. Of course, the Dodgers come back with a 4-2 victory on a Sunday night. While you might have been watching football, I don't know what you chose to watch. Seattle, Arizona, or the Dodgers in the race? By the way, Jimmy Vaccaro, not to drop his name a second time tonight, but he's legendary. Jimmy Vaccaro, who works here at the South Point Hotel Casino, he told us that the betting action for this game tonight, I don't know what Jimmy's words were, but it was kind of like, kid, not much.
Mm.
Not big deal. And I think that has everything to do with, and no offense to Rays fans out there, but if this were the Dodgers-Astros or the Dodgers-Yankees, totally different story. But I don't know. People, the betting, there is the ticket, by the way, once again. $10,000 bet here on a two-leg parlay. Dodgers in the over. $10,000 to win, $22,435. So somebody decided, well, I know no one else is betting, but I'm putting 10 large on it.
As we start this inning, so again, this is the first time the Dodgers have stepped in the batter's box. Even money on the Dodgers, -124 on the Rays. The live total has ticked up just a half a run, 8.5. But if you do want the over, juice to -122, the under, -107.
The Dodgers have gone back up to -125. Is that what you said?
No, the Rays are -125. Okay, Dodgers say. -104.
I was going to say, that didn't make any sense. Okay, yes. So Blake Snell now facing Mookie Betts to start things off for the Dodgers in this ballgame. Tampa Bay 1, Dodgers nothing. I'm in game. In addition to my pre-flop series bets, Kelly did not get a number he wanted, so he faked me out. Not that I...
Pump fake.
Yeah, pump fake. He's like, psych.
I said I wanted to lose plus 110.
Yeah, yeah,
I couldn't find that.
Oh, I'm not upset.
Cody Jabstep. I mean, Cody. Who's Cody? Kelly Jabstepped on you right there. You know, we had a, speaking of prop bets,
yeah.
And, you know, it's a baseball game.
Look out for
we have time for a little bit. How many free throws out of 100 do you think Kelly can make?
Oh, we're going way back.
Because we had a prop bet before the pandemic started that never got to play out.
Kelly, did you claim free throw prowess beforehand?
I mean,
kind of, yes. And this is how this got started.
What was it, Matt? How many out of 100, right?
Yeah.
100 shot consecutively.
Yes.
Do you have a number and over under, or I just have to guess?
I think I remember what it was.
He remembers what it was.
What was it?
43 and a half.
Yeah.
Well, Leaf Gill isn't going automatically under.
I thought it was 53 and a half, but it was.
Over, it was in the 40s.
Because I thought it was over 50%.
No, it wasn't. No,
I think 43 and a half is a pretty good number. I probably, don't be offended, go under.
Matt didn't hesitate nearly as long
as you did. I was taking in fatigue factors.
Fatigue is everything.
Yeah, like because
you're not used to doing it.
But Matt said he would rebound for me. I said I need someone to rebound.
But even still, you're still shooting 100 times in a row if you're not used to shooting 100 times.
Does Kelly get like a week to practice this?
We gave you a week, right? Wasn't it? I think we gave you a week.
Yeah. And then we shut down.
And then the pandemic happened. Yeah, I know.
How did we get on this, by the way?
Wait, listen, baseball's slow, man.
Slow. Mookie's out, one down, Corey Seager to the plate.
Gonsolin did get two strikeouts.
Get two strikeouts, yeah. Also gave up a dinger to Randy Arozarena. We'll come back. It's VSiN's Primetime Action, powered by DraftKings. It is a big week at the Vegas Stats and Information Network, the Sports Betting Network, and we got some great news for our MSG viewers and serious listeners. Starting right now, you can watch every VSiN show for free on VSiN.com all week long. Watch Follow the Money at 7 a.m. Eastern, a numbers game with yours truly, Gil Alexander, at 10 a.m. Eastern, the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi, My Guys in the Desert, and our full 14 hours of live daily sports betting programs. It is all free, 24/7 on VSiN.com this week. And while you're there, check out our 10-day free subscription trial to sample everything we have to offer, including the Daily Best Bets email and our Point Spread Weekly Betting Guide. It's the perfect way, or the perfect week, I should say, to get more from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Head to VSiN.com now to start watching for free. It's Gil Alexander, Matt Brown, Kelly Bidlin. It's Primetime Action.
Was that our theme music?
What's that?
Was that our theme music?
Yeah, was correct show.
Music? people listen to the radio driving down the street. They're like, oh, this show must be off.
Danielle's not here. Okay, we're trying different things.
All right,
it's fine. She wouldn't approve. So
it's fine.
Gotta do it while she's gone.
Yeah, we miss Danielle. We miss Danielle.
Blake Snell struck out the side.
Got him all swinging too.
His strikeout prop was 5.5. He is halfway there through one inning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
we said the over was probably going to get there, but it was
Mookie, juiced. Seager, and Turner back to back to back. Yeah, those strikeout props have been soaring over, and he is well on his way. 1-0 Rays as we head to the top of the second, where the Rays in Game 6 and, if necessary, Game 7 are the road team, so they got their crack here. What's the number?
I mean, I'll tell you what that does to Seager, though. It does lower his average to .444.
Wow, he's terrible.
So, I mean, I don't know about that MVP now.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Minus 157 on the Rays, plus 125 on the Dodgers. A live total right back to where we started at 8.
Tony Gonsolin, I would imagine, after that escape job, will be back on the hill here for the Doyers. And it is Gonsolin. And he sends it high for the first pitch to Willy Adames, seventh hitter for the Rays, to start this off. So I am in at plus money, plus 103. Didn't flip it there in the bottom of the first, but I'm in an in-game where I didn't think I'd be because of all the pre-flop bets. And your over was looking like you had a big inning coming, but it didn't happen.
Didn't happen. Right back, totals, yeah. Live totals right back where we started. Still juiced to the over, so minus 120. On that one, yeah, I mean, he dodged a pretty good bullet there in the first inning. So I was a bit disappointed. But, you know, again, at the end of the day, for y'all, I mean, you know, we all have working bets here. So somebody's going to win no matter how this turns out today.
Let me just peel back the curtain here for a second. So we have screens where we know what's coming up on MSG Plus, and my pregame, my pre-series bets all look fabulous. And they were about to throw up my in-game bet, and there was a misspelling. So Kelly frantically behind the glass was like, oh God, get it down before Gil notices. And now it's spelled properly. So here's my bet. There's the plus 103.
The Doggers will get there too.
The Doggers?
Yeah, it's a little.
We had the Doggers at 103.
Just pointing it out. 2-2 count coming from Gonsolin to Adames. How annoying, how absolutely annoying will I be every time I notice something like that? Like, oh, he's going to know.
The Doggers.
Yeah.
I would only be upset about it if it wasn't me who made the spelling mistake. Yeah. So, like, if it was one of the guys downstairs, I'd be like, yo, why you got to call that out?
But no, I made the spelling. These graphics are getting made on the fly.
By the way, teaser legs coming up, teaser Tuesdays momentarily on the show. And later, fantasy football questions for Mateo, because at heart, you are, if you were only allowed to do one thing for the rest of your life, play fantasy or bet, which would you do?
Oh, I would still bet. I'm much more profitable at betting than I'm always going with the money, where the money is, you know. But
I didn't know that you were going to answer it that way.
Yeah, I mean, look, the DFS side of things, which obviously DraftKings market leader in that, is it's just a good way to get you can have action on every single game that's on the screen in some way, shape, or form, because you just have a little piece of every little game that's going on each and every week, and then there's no long-term commitment because it's just over after a week. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty pretty cool way to go about sweating some games. And you can get in for, like, super cheap, too, if you've never done it before. I mean, there are tournaments where it's $3 to enter, where it's $100,000 to first place, you know? So, I mean, it's like, you know, there's a you're going up against a lot of people, Gil.
Yes.
So there is some luck involved. But there's luck involved in what we're doing with betting as well, right? I mean, like, we can come in with the very best game plan, and a game can go exactly like we think it's going to go last night, for example, and then you still lose your bet because, you know, the team can't get in the end zone at all. But the one touchdown we didn't mention for the Bears, the one touchdown, by the way, was defensive. They did not score an offensive touchdown.
That's right.
Did not get in the end zone on the offense.
We talked about Blake Snell being halfway to his winning strikeout prop for overs. How about Tony Gonsolin with 3?
Already.
He only needs one more here. One down in the second as he fans Adames to start the top of the second. Kiermaier now ropes one into right. Mookie can't get there. It's over Mookie's head off the wall, but Mookie's going to throw it to second. Will he get there? Kiermaier can fly. He's in with a slide into second.
He moonwalked into second.
Mookie reads those bounces off the wall so well, though. Oh, my gosh.
Like, any other guy, though, it would have been close, but Kiermaier, like, just he flies out of the batter's box.
So a one-out double. Remember, it was a one-out homer from Arozarena last inning. Now a one-out double from Kevin Kiermaier, known for his defensive prowess, but he sent that over. Even Mookie Betts couldn't get to that one. Bounced off the warning track, off the wall. Mookie played it perfectly. Kiermaier still in with not much of a play there.
And so with the three, he does have 3 Ks, Gonsolin, but he's not giving up 3 hits and has a walk. Yeah. So, you know, again, he's striking out the guys that he's getting out, but the other guys, you know, walking, getting hits, stuff like that. I mean, there's things to be concerned about.
Mike Zunino, the number 9 hitter for the Rays, steps into the batter's box. G-Man on deck What's the number right now with the runner at second, Matt?
With the runner at second, we are sitting currently minus 162 on the Rays, plus 130 on the Dodgers. That total did not tick up, actually went down, sitting at 7.5.
So I hope people get that. So every little event that happens, and this is per every sport, but in baseball, because it's very mechanical with three bases and three outs, it's really algorithmically pure as to what the number becomes based on the situation. By the way, that was right down Broadway too. And Zunino just sends it foul down the left field line. But everything is sort of shaky here for Tony Gonsolin, who is 36 pitches in. But that's a long strike from Mike Zunino with Kiermaier at second with one down. But that's the thing. When we talked about the Bears, next-gen stats, they've lost game, not the Bears, pardon me, the Falcons have lost three games this year with 98%, 99%, and 98% win probabilities. That's how bad some of the Falcons' losses have been to the Bears, to the Cowboys this past week as well. Was it this past week? No, it wasn't the Falcons this week. Who am I referring to this past week? But anyway,
Falcons lost to the Lions.
To the Lions. Yeah. No, correct. Yeah. So they also had it again. Mm. So three times now they've had this terrible losses. I don't believe in the next gen win probabilities in football as much as I do in baseball.
Yeah. Yeah. The football stuff. Yeah. I don't know if anyone's ever 99.7%.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
With the way that.
But that, the equivalent of that in baseball is like losing 8-1 in the ninth.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't buy into it. 2-1 pitch here as we go to break. One man on. One out and a 1-0 lead for the Rays. The 2-1 delivery from Tony Gonsolin is swing and a miss. 2-2 coming up. Teaser legs, football, week 8, next. VSiN's primetime action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, and new customers receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Use promo code VSiN when you sign up and start betting with the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. It's that easy. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code VSIN and get up to $1,000 as a sign-up bonus. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 21. New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit the DraftKings Sportsbook for full details. It's Gil, Matt, and Kelly right here on Primetime Action. If you had the Tony Gonsolin over strikeout prop, 3.5, you are a winner.
That's got to feel great. Just cash that ticket 1 2/3 innings in.
4 out of the 5 batters retired, all by K, and that will be an over. Boy, the strikeout prop overs in this series have just been the easiest thing going, and now Gonsolin's facing G-Man Choi, who struck out the first time he was at the plate. He just took a hack at a 1-0 pitch. Kiermaier at second, 1-0 Rays, 1-1 pitch. What's the line right now?
Right now we are sitting minus 159 on the Rays, plus 128 on the Dodgers. Live total still sitting at 7.5, still juiced to the over. Run line, -1 Rays, -120, +1 Dodgers, -107.
All right, an action in the Dodgers bullpen. So that would be amazing, even if they make the move after two innings, even if Gonsolin is lucky enough to get out of this or fortunate enough to get out of it, he'll still get his over through two. That's just how the cookie crumbled on his strikeout prop tonight. Okay.
You want to clear a little something up, guys?
Please, absolutely.
It was a Bills stat, just so that we...
Okay.
Just so that we know, the Patriots and Bills.
Versus the Bills.
The Bills have been favored 5 times over the Patriots since 2000. Only 5 times in the last 21 years. It has been since 2003 that it has been over 3.5.
Yeah, when you originally said it against anyone... Kelly and I were both like,
it's complete garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was just complete garbage.
It might be fun, but
fun time when you say,
garbage.
Yeah, fun time when you say something's a fact and then it's just, it's just an out lie.
It's okay. Like, we can't be perfect all the time.
That was just a lie. That was just,
some nights we fall shorter than others.
Hey, sorry. It was kind of real. It was just against un team as opposed to all the teams.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was Canadian there for a second, and then he was French-Canadian, by the way, if you're scoring at home. All right, Teaser Tuesdays. It's Tuesday. That means it's Teaser Tuesday. Oh, we get a nice little intro for this.
Yeah. Rob Moreno worked very hard on this downstairs. He's directing for us today.
A lot of electric guitar tonight. A lot of electric.
Too much? Too much for you?
No.
Gil.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
We say when we're wrong, and like I lost last night, y'all won, I lost. But if you followed these teaser legs that we've talked about in this program so far this year, you're getting more than a steak dinner. I'll put it that way. You've got more than a steak dinner in your account. I can promise you that. They have the ones that we have been selecting have been hitting at a really, really good rate.
And as I said yesterday, even on the podcast side, right, Beating the Book podcast, available where all podcasts are distributed. Everybody on the show is 6-1 through 7 weeks on their favorite teaser legs. So it is universal. I don't know about universal, but we're doing it judiciously, and we're getting it done. Now, the thing about this is, brief background, there was a guy named John Ferguson. His pen name is Stanford Wong, sort of like a Samuel Clemens, Mark Twain thing. But he's a betting writer, and his most famous book is Professional Blackjack. But he wrote a book called Sharp Sports Betting years ago. And one of the things he's known for in the sports betting side is the most profitable historical teaser legs in the National Football League. We've described them before. Betting short dogs, either home or road, like say 1.5 points, let's just use an example, through the 3 and through the 7. 6-point teasers, that would be 7.5. And home favorites of just over 7 back down through the 7 and 3. And by the way, Tony Gonsolin recorded only 5 outs in this game. Davey Roberts is coming to get him, but four by strikeout. I mean, that's just amazing.
That is getting home on your bet. Like, you've got to be feeling great. If you had that strikeout prop, like when a guy only goes an inning and 2/3 and you get your strikeout prop home, that's a tip of the cap.
Gambling is fun. Yeah. Although to those who had the unders, the opposite feeling is true. Cause you're like, you gotta be kidding me. I lost that. Like he didn't even make it through 2 innings and I lost that. So with that as a backdrop, getting back to the teasers, some weeks you have a lot of opportunities. A lot of things fall into that category. Some weeks you don't. Today, this week, week 8, the only two teaser legs that neatly fall into the greatest historical teaser legs are the Raiders +2.5 at the Browns. You would tease it to 8.5. And the Eagles, 7.5-point favorites against the Cowboys. You would tease that down to 0.5 point. So basically just have the Eagles beat the Cowboys.
I could add the Falcons, which are 2.5-point dogs to the Panthers.
Thursday night football.
I knew Matt was going to say that. Yeah, that moved from last night when I made this graphic. Yeah.
I knew Matt was going to say that.
I just pulled up the DraftKings lines. I'm like,
knew he was going to
go. One more right at the top.
So our task here is to figure out the ones we like the best. Do you like one of these as your best or both of them or either?
If I had to play, so this is not a great standard teaser week.
Right.
Now I'm going to have some teasers in some kind of alt ways. But yeah, not a great standard teaser week. That said, I mean, I would probably play the Falcons up to 8.5. And if I had to pair it with one of those two, probably the Eagles down to 1.5. But like I said, I don't love a lot of this week. And so going to be tough for me to play kind of the standard teaser legs.
Well, yeah, no standard for me. I am required on the Beating the Book podcast, though, to come up with my favorite 2-leg, 6-point teaser. And what I like best, and these are not Stanford Wong teaser legs, these are just sort of going rogue. I like Tennessee teased down to beat the Bengals. I know we talk about Joe Burrow as a cover machine, but I like this matchup between Tennessee and Cincinnati. I think this sets up nicely for the Titans. So I would take the Titans to beat the Bengals, basically, from 6 down to a pick 'em. And the Pittsburgh Football Steelers from 3.5 to 9.5.
You got 4 at DraftKings right now, so you could get them up to 10.
Now that would be big. Because sometimes people should know this.
Nice push equity.
Yes.
Yes.
Sometimes when one of your teaser legs hits and the other loses, sometimes you get a push. Got to check your rules or your sports books. By the way, we got to break into this baseball game. So G-Man Choi did have a 2-out walk. So now the Dodgers have gone to the bullpen. But this is a Rosarena with runners at 1st and 2nd, 2 down, and a 1-0 lead for the Rays. Now Matt is going to try to see into the future, which
I was just looking to try to give an update on the live odds.
Okay.
Right now, -155 on the Rays, +123 on the Dodgers.
All right. It's Dylan Floro on the hill for the Dodgers here. First pitch, Arozarena took looking strike one. So 1 2/3 in, the best laid plans for the LA Dodgers tonight in this mishmash of a pitching game six have gone to the pen for what will not be the last time tonight, I promise you that. 0-1 pitch, caught the bottom. Ooh. Nice pitch. 0-2 to Arozarena, and Arozarena kind of knew it.
He would have missed that by 3 feet if he'd have swung anyway. That was a beautiful 87-mile-an-hour changeup right at the knees. There was just no way in the world.
Now, here's the thing. Do not have a pitch here that is anywhere hittable, right? Like, just, I mean, you have to make it competitive. I get it. But let's not be on the plate here. And the 0-2 pitch. Oh,
and
my
instead,
goodness.
The exact same pitch.
Exact same pitch. Arozarena swings through it. And the Dodgers pull the escape act again with runners at first and second in consecutive innings. 1-0 Rays as we head to the bottom of the second. We're in the bottom of the second, everybody. It's like,
this is going to be a long one.
The bottom of the second, 1-0. It'll be Muncy, Smith, and Bellinger
and
for the
Dodgers. A lot of that has to do with the fact that Gonsolin, in that 1 2/3, throws 48 pitches.
48. Snell, by contrast, in his one inning, 12.
12. Oh, by the way, he struck out the side, if you're just joining us. Yeah. His strikeout prop was 5.5, so he got halfway home for you in the first inning.
Back to the teaser leg. So for me, it's a Titans-Steelers. If I'm forced to make one, Titans-Steelers. Mm-hmm. And you say what to that?
I like that. I mean, Steelers up to 10 is really huge to get it to that 10. And again, check your books rules. But there are various ways with teasers where you can kind of really, really up your equity getting on to flat numbers as opposed to half points, because one leg of your teaser could lose. And if you happen to push the other leg, the entire bet is a push.
Yeah.
They don't want you to know that.
Right.
We let you know that.
And here's why Matt and I know this. In a previous incarnation of a show, we used to hang out with the vice president of race and sports at a different company, and he would lament, like he would like complain to us, be like, I can't believe these are refunds. And we would just be incredulous at he would just, we got to change this rule. But it is a rule at many shops. So be aware of that.
Yeah. Steelers to 10.
Yeah.
All day long. Because I think that they could win that game outright. So giving me 10 points, like I love that for
all
sure.
All day.
I think the other would be taking the Bucks down to 4.5. They're going to smash the Giants. Like, I mean, it's going to – and even if they have a clunk – so let's say this is one of those – people like to talk about this all the time. Let down spots, you know. Okay, let down spot. They still won by a touchdown. You know what I mean? Like, right. You know what I mean? Like, so – okay, they don't win by double digits. It's a letdown game. They only win by, you know, 6 or 7 or whatever it might be.
That's one I've got circled. I'm sure I will be including later in the week. I haven't done anything. The one I played already is when I played Steelers on the opener, +5.5. I teased them up and the Lions up. So I've got Steelers +11.5 on a teaser and Lions +8.5.
Guys, look at what the Bucs defense did to that Raiders offense, and now you get the Giants.
Giants, yeah. I'm with you.
Like, It is gonna be bad. I'll probably lay like an alt line bet on that one.
This is a terrible question to ask on MSG Plus, but are if you were power ranking, are the Jets and the Giants your worst two teams in football? The Cowboys are listening.
Cowboys are right there with the Giants. This today version, rolling out third string quarterback, Cowboys are right there.
We didn't plan that. I'm going to get your top tier of teams at some point here in the next hour. We will talk fantasy. We will get Matt's top tier of NFL teams in terms of power rankings. Not a question I like to ask necessarily, because I think it's low-hanging fruit, but I'm interested to know what teams did he leave out primarily of his top tier. That might be interesting. We'll do that. Update baseball next. VSiN's Primetime Action powered by DraftKings right here at MSG+.